natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're
full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the eggs over easy in my crispy bacon.
Yeah, that's how you talk to her. Yeah, you tell her.
Ooh, I may have breakfast food for dinner.
That sounds good.
Oh, that is good.
Okay, a good breakfast is good any time.
Yep.
I don't care what time of day it is. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Blizzard of 2013, the February 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse. My second son's birthday today, son number two. So happy birthday, Pee-wee. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where the offer is still on the table, and it's a good one to get you to come on over and join us and start doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. Don't forget, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, Paul Warner, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. He made it in by the skin of his teeth. 2.5 yeah. hours on the road, but he made it. He is the control board operator extraordinaire. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if your current advisor is not living up to your standards, then we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
He made it in with time to spare. Trooper, dedicated, but has a tiny, tiny penis, according to Bill Cleveland.
Oh.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I want to say thank you to Bill Cleveland for throwing that
for
out.
For telling
there.
The whole world.
Yeah.
How does he know you have a small wiener?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I'd like
to know. That's a very good question. Didn't you guys room together in the Caribbean one year?
No.
You didn't?
No, he roomed with Peon.
Yeah.
No. Do you sleepwalk, Dan?
No.
He walked over to his room, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to look into this.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind end.
And that wasn't on the list. It wasn't
what?
On the...
Oh, Rat Boy says the government doesn't know what they're talking about. They tell you having your car shovel and sand and blanket and flares, and he says you should carry
what?
Cheese.
Cheese. Well, nutrition.
Yeah.
It could keep you alive.
Maybe
I guess if you got caught in a big blizzard, a cheese could keep you
grated
alive.
Grated Parmesan to melt the snow.
That's not a bad idea, Rat Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
be included in the snacks or something, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Count that as a snack.
Yeah.
You can do a movie instead of the big snatch, the big snack. Story of a guy caught in a blizzard, but his life was saved by a big snack that he had packed.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. You probably have a credit card if you're listening. Depending on where it is, probably interest is higher than it ought to be. And you have the credit card with that bank because that's where you bank. So you got it through the place where you bank. We have a suggestion, an idea, an offer for you from First Community Credit Union. If you will transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to a First Community credit card, you're going to pay 0% interest for the entire rest of this year on the transferred balance. That's right. And then you're only going to pay 3.99% on all your credit card purchases on that card till the end of this year. You're going to have credit approval, of course. Everybody has to have their credit approved. And it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. I'm telling you, look, banking is banking is banking. If your response to this is, it doesn't matter where you bank, banking is just banking, well, then you're in the wrong place. You're not at First Community Credit Union because it's just not the mundane, ho-hum thing. In a lot of ways, it is. It's just banking, checking, savings, borrow money, whatever. But the level of service and the competitive rates, that's what happens when you're a member and not just a customer. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Heard from some people about this support dog thing now yesterday. I mentioned to a friend of ours that they have about a 40-pound dog, and they get to put the dog on a plane, and it stays in hotel rooms with them when they travel and restaurants because they tell the people it's a support dog. And they got a letter online. They went online and got an authorization, a certificate, whatever you want to call it, from a psychiatrist saying that this dog, but they named the dog, owned by the owner's names, is an authorized, legitimate, whatever, support dog. And that's all they have to have is the letter. I got emails from people, and I didn't realize this, who do the same thing, but they say, we don't have a letter. You go to a pet store, you go online, and you buy a little harness that says support dog. You just walk around, and
wow.
Somebody says, hey, you can't come in the restaurant with that dog. Yes, we can, support dog. And the people that wrote me said, never once has it been an issue. Once they say, support dog, they go, okay, come on in. How about that?
Wow.
But if you think about it, if you're the
who's
restaurant owner of the hotel,
right.
Who's going to question it?
Yeah.
And by law, you don't have to tell people why you have a support dog. You're not obligated.
Yeah, it's under that umbrella of...
Privacy.
Medical,
medical confidentiality, whatever. Now, what I would do is get some sunglasses and a cane, and I'd say, and they wouldn't even have to say anything. Once they saw you with a dog and a cane, even though they don't know you can see through the sunglasses, they're not even going to say, why do you have that dog? It just obviously they go, oh, well, it must be one of those, seeing eye dogs. So thanks to everybody who wrote me about that. Heard an interview with Mark Cuban recently. He's the gazillionaire, billionaire who owns the Mavericks, the basketball team. He says when they won the NBA championship, he celebrated that night, and this is true. It's not a joke. He celebrated by drinking a $90,000 bottle of champagne. $90,000.
I wonder if it was that Ace of Spades.
I have to tell you something. I enjoyed the interview, and it was interesting, but when he got to that point, I thought, well, I've lost just a little bit of respect. That's just waste to me. But then what people do with their money is their business. It really is. If he wants to do that, that's fine. I don't know that I could do that, even if I had $2 billion, which he does. I don't think I could spend that for a bottle of champagne. And how good could it be, really? Is it that much better than a $300 bottle of champagne?
I think it is the Ace of Spades, yeah. And it's like a 3.5-foot bottle, so it's a big, giant...
And how does a champagne get to be the it champagne? Because it used to be Dom Perignon, then it was Cristal, and now it's Ace of Spades. I never heard of Ace of Spades 6 months ago. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's whatever is in that usually it starts with the music industry.
Well, the rappers and the Hollywood crowd. But, boy, don't you know the Ace of Spades people are going, oh, thank you.
Oh, it drives up the price.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoever it was that started making it cool to drink our champagne, because we can raise the price, and thank you so much. All right, now this weather reminds me of two great stories that happened to me in really bad St. Louis area snow blizzards or whatever. The first one, I was 17, and I used to live in Fairview Heights, which is, we were just almost in O'Fallon, Illinois, but we were really in Fairview Heights on Highway 50 near 159. You folks in Illinois know where that is. And I was driving my dad's 62 Chevy Bel Air going east on Highway 50. And we lived right on 50, 1717 West Highway 50. That was our address. And it was snowing like crazy. And I'm on the highway, and it's about 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's night. I must have been out on a date or something, and I'm headed home. I'm the only car on the road, so it's snowing, the wipers are going, you can't see very well, and there's not a car in front of me or behind me, but there is a car down in an embankment to my right, on the right side of the road, down off the shoulder, with the lights on, and there's somebody in the car. So I can't pull over, because if I pull over, I'm going to get mired up and stuck, because it's a rear-wheel drive old car. So I stopped the car right in the middle of the highway, because there's nobody on the road. So I stopped right in the middle of the highway, and I got out, and I went over and very carefully sort of walked down this embankment and opened the door, and this guy was in the car drunk. And I remember I said, can I, if I get to a phone, when I get back in the car, because there are no cell phones, I said, I'm almost home. I said, I'm less than a mile from home, maybe a mile. I'll call the police. And he said, no, I remember he said, don't, please don't call the police, because he was drunk. And I said, well, I can't just leave you. He said, just leave me. So I did. Now, I went back to my car. I go to get in my car. My car's sitting in the middle of Highway 50. The headlights are on. The wipers are going. The motor's running. I locked myself out.
Oh.
Now, the only thing I can figure is when I was getting out, the road was very slick. I grabbed onto the door, and I must have hit that peg, that lock peg. And the others were already locked. And as I, before I closed it, I hit that peg and didn't know it, and I locked it. Now I'm standing in the middle of the highway. My car is running. The lights are on. And I can't get in my car. So I start walking. And I walked all the way, about a mile, home. Got my dad out of bed about 2 o'clock in the morning. And said, you got to come back with me. Get an extra set of keys. He had an extra key to the car. And we had another car. Both old cars. And drove me back so I could unlock it. And you know, by the time I got back to my car, there was still not another car on the road. Nobody had come by and had seen my... It was just sitting there by itself. It was a weird, like a weird horror movie. Sitting in the road all by itself, no other traffic. And then the other thing I remember is I had a 74 Mustang. My whole life, I can remember things by what car I had. And I was somewhere around, it was in West St. Louis County, and there was a beautiful girl. I mean, this girl was gorgeous, and she was stuck off the side of the road. You know, rear wheel. She just stuck. She was off sort of half in the ditch, and she was so good looking. And so if you're a guy, you, if you're honest, your mind fast forwards. You're thinking, I'm going to help her. She's going to invite me over and have sex with her. That's what you think.
Yep.
So I get out of the car, and I said, look, do you know how to rock the car? Roo, 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 forward, backward. Well, she didn't. So I said, look, here's what you'll do. You'll go drive, reverse, drive. It was automatic, drive, reverse. So as she rocked, I said, and when you rock it, and then as you go forward, I'm going to get behind and push as hard as I can. And we got the car out. It actually went forward. She got some traction. And two things happened. She rolled down the window, waved at me as she was driving away. She didn't want to stop. She had momentum. So she's, thank you. I look down, and when you're behind a car and the wheels are spinning, it slings mud and slush. Yeah. I look like I had been had insulation blown on me. I was covered and dripping with slush and mud. And then I got in my car, and it was stuck. I couldn't get out. I had pulled over so far to help her. Now I'm mired up, and I can't get out. So she's on her way. I'm covered in slush, and now I have to try to get out and go get help to get out. So don't help people. There's the moral.
Yeah, that is the moral of the story.
Just don't help people. It just end up getting, you know, it comes back and bites you. Joe Garagiola has announced his retirement. I have to tell you, I didn't know the guy was still working.
I didn't either.
Did you know he was working for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
No.
It says that the last 15 years he was a broadcaster for the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
He's 87.
Wow.
So Joe St. Louis Joe Garagiola, yeah. big name, well-known name. His mother, brother Mickey Garagiola. I remember going down to, what was that restaurant, that Italian restaurant? Started with an R.
Oh,
and Mickey was the maitre d'.
Yeah, and which one did which one did wrestling at the Chase?
Mickey.
Yeah.
I think that was Mickey.
Yeah, it was.
So happy retirement to Joe Garagiola. Now there's a story out today about fish fraud, and it says that a study has revealed that a lot of times when you buy sushi or you go in to buy seafood in a restaurant, you're not getting the fish you think you're getting. For example, it says they found this widespread fraud where people were paying for salmon from Alaska, and it's really Chilean salmon. Who cares? I mean, I don't care.
It's salmon, isn't it?
Yeah. It is if you're lunch lady.
Yeah.
It says they collected fish from 674 supermarkets, restaurants, and sushi counters in 21 states. 87% of the snapper samples were not even snapper. I don't care. If I've got a piece of sushi and there's a piece of raw fish in there, I don't care. It's just raw.
Red
whatever
snapper.
It is. Who cares? Well, you got a red snapper joke?
No.
I think you do. You're just not going to share it.
If I eat red snapper, though, I want it to be real red snapper. I don't want it to be some fake.
You don't want.
Yeah, you want it real.
I saw this ad for and Peon, you won't know what this is, but Dan will. Clowns used to, like Bozo the Clown, they'd have a seltzer bottle.
Oh,
yeah. I know what that is.
They'd
yeah.
run around and they shoot people
sure.
with a seltzer bottle.
The Three Stooges used it a lot.
It had that spritzer on the top, the yeah. handle yeah. with the nozzle on.
Yeah, it's water that's been compressed with CO2. It's carbonated. And you put a CO2 cartridge in this thing, and it turned the seltzer bottle to shoot. I actually bought one of those. It was the worst thing I ever did. It didn't taste anything like a club soda. Club soda's better. But the reason I mentioned it, I remember I bought it at Sharper Image. Whatever happened to Sharper Image? How did Brookstone make it, but Sharper Image didn't make it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to love Sharper Image.
Yeah.
Sharper Image was a little higher end, I think.
I think it was.
More
I think,
expensive.
Yeah,
things.
I think everything in there was more expensive. And Brookstone, you can go to Brookstone, spend $10.
Right.
I
used to work at a Brookstone. Yeah, we used to have a whole table of things.
I still
like
love Brookstone.
Under $20.
Yeah.
I still love Brookstone. Christmas, I always go in Brookstone. We have a guy in Oklahoma, 66. He has died in a fire. But the fire, they believe, started in his own body. Spontaneous combustion.
Whoa.
For anybody who thinks that... Yeah, there it is. And for anybody who thinks there's no such thing as spontaneous combustion, listen to this. There are 200 worldwide, 200 documented cases of people bursting into flames.
Wow.
Now, how weird is this?
That would suck.
Wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
You're sitting around, you know, depending on where it happened, you're at a nice dinner. You got your girlfriend or your wife, it's your anniversary, and you go, well, I just want to tell you, it's been 10 great years.
Yeah.
And you just burst into flames, and pieces of you explode and blow. I don't know that I've ever really understood how that worked. They said they found the remains of this guy in the kitchen, and there was no other damage.
And in the bathroom, and in the living room.
And no damage to the home. No singed walls or electrical outlets.
Wow.
Nothing except where he burned. Just him. And he didn't light himself on fire or anything. It's weird. They said they had a history of heavy drinking and smoking. They don't know what causes it. I would think it's gases, but where does the spark come from? And what even if you're full of gas, what ignites it?
I don't know.
It's not a cigarette or something. It's internally. You blow up. The lawyers have decided they dismissed the wrongful death suit against the Joyce Meyer Ministries for that nut, Chris Coleman. The relatives were going to try to sue Joyce Meyer. Really? For as much as I don't like Joyce Meyer, and I can't stand to watch Joyce Meyer. Sorry, folks, if you like her. It's just a personal opinion. I can't watch her. But there's no way that Joyce Meyer Ministry should have been responsible. How could they have been responsible for something a guy like that did, a nut like that did? But people will always try to sue somebody if they think they might be able to get something. This is very interesting. There is a men's magazine. It's a website. It's a men's gadget website called Menkind. And they took a poll. They asked the men who frequent this site who they thought was the least sexy actress in Hollywood. We have the Oscars coming up Sunday night.
Hmm.
The least sexy actress. Now, Peon, you know who it is. You saw this.
Oh, okay.
You?
I forgot, though.
Who do you think it is, Dan? 22 years old, I'll tell you that.
22?
They say she is absolutely the least sexy of any actress.
I have no idea.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh, really? Yes. I cannot stand her.
See, I don't think she's sexy.
Nothing
either.
Attractive about her at all. She's now, always got that sourpuss face.
This is the part I don't get. Close runner-ups in the non-sexy department. This one I absolutely get. Sarah Jessica Horseface Parker.
Oh,
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Not sexy. Lindsay Lohan, not sexy? Come on. She's maybe an
she's
idiot.
Getting close
she's
to not being sexy.
And Mishka Barton, I know who that is. She's sexy.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture her. I can't...
But I can't disagree. You know what? I think that Oscars are going to be great. Seth MacFarlane's going to host that Saturday night.
Oh, you know what? Misha Barton, she's kind of got a face like Calista Flockhart.
Okay, you're right. It's real.
It's not very
real it's emaciated
tiny
and like skeletonic.
Yeah, I don't think she's that cute.
I got you. Folks, I have a sick joke. I'm just going to tell you now, this joke is sick. It is sick. It's twisted and sick, and I'm just going to tell you that. But if you're honest, especially if you're a guy, you're going to laugh your guts out. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In the deepest hills of the most hillbilly part of Virginia, I mean the most ignorant, dumb, dirty, toothless, uneducated hillbillies, there's a girl who's pretty homely, and she has not been invited to the prom. So she is really sad and depressed, and her brother, her hillbilly brother, says, "Look, I'll take you to the prom." And she says, "Well, I can't go to prom with my brother." He said, "Well, nobody won't know I'm your brother. They don't know me at that school." She says, "Well, all right." So they go to Goodwill, and they get the rags that they can afford, the least expensive dress and tuxedo, and they go to the prom, brother and sister, hillbilly Virginia brother and sister, but nobody knows that he's her brother. And so they dance, and they have punch, and all that stuff you do at the prom. And they mingle with the other kids. And then when the prom winds down, a bunch of the kids say, "Hey, we're all going to Lover's Canyon and make out after the prom. Follow us over there, everybody. Everybody, come on, let's go." And she looks at her brother and she says, "Well, you know, we want to be a part of the crowd. We don't want to look suspicious or weird, so let's go with them." So they go and take their car to Lover's Canyon. And everybody parked in Lover's Canyon, all these teenagers, they're making out like windows are steamed up. So to fit in, the brother and sister start making out, the hillbilly brother, and they start really making out. And the next thing you know, they're in the back seat and they have sex with each other.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you it was sick.
Yes.
And when it's all finished, she looks at her brother and she says, Whew, she says, I got to tell you, you're better than Daddy. And he says, yeah, that's what Mom says.
Yeah! All right, we're going to see how messy things are right now in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy out there, Dan. We've got eastbound 70 still having some problems down at Memorial. Traffic is backed up at Salisbury. That's where he had a tractor trailer that was jackknifed. Also on westbound 44 at AT, we've got an accident there. Slow from Lewis Road out through Six Flags. Also, we look a little further in here. Westbound 44 is slow from about 270 through Bowles. On westbound 64 before Hampton, only the left lane is getting through there. Westbound 64 between Mason and Maryville Center, only the left lane there. Westbound 70 at Jennings Station is closed. You're backed up to a little bit west of Shreve. Also on westbound 364, the Page Extension, that's closed until 6:30 tonight while they try to clear up that mess that's down around the Maryland Heights Expressway. Northbound 270, the exit to 55, or I should say Highway 55, the exit to northbound 270 is closed now. Eastbound 270 jams up at Lindbergh, and we have an accident eastbound 64 on the ramp to 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Shouldn't you get rewarded for driving safely? You do with the Safe Driving Bonus Check from Allstate. If you'd like to learn more, talk to an Allstate agent. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bob Costas is coming to KTRS.
This is Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. Here's Bob with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Now, has this ever happened with you here and your partner, the able Pat Hughes?
No, we've never really had much of a problem. On two occasions, we've worked nude and had people walk in on the booth, which I was...
Here's Bob with Yankee greats Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford.
I still can't get over Joe Pepitone, though. Man is bronzed, looks fit. Looks like $1 million, this guy.
Someday he's going to work at Mickey and I's fantasy camp, and he's just got to get a little more experience.
Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. A new weekday feature on McGraw in the Morning begins Monday at 7:45 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Glamour magazine calls BB cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone anti-aging BB cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger, it also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is now available at Ulta stores, but for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
Hakimi and Brothers is extending their going out of business sale through March 3rd. Due to the extensive amount of the remaining inventory, the sale has been extended through March 3rd. And now is the time to receive 70 to 80% off all single handcrafted rugs at Hakimi and Brothers. This is your final chance to own a beautiful, decorative, handcrafted oriental rug for a fraction of the value. Hakimi and Brothers, a long-established St. Louis company, has been providing clients gorgeous oriental rugs. And they look forward to selling you a beautiful handcrafted investment piece that you will cherish for many years. Stop by Hakimi and Brothers today for the extended sale of 70 to 80% off. This is your chance to own a decorative investment piece from the Hakimi and Brothers showroom. Call Hakimi and today at 314-725-2600. Hakimi and is located at 7911 Clayton Road, just east of the Galleria. Call 314-725-2600. That's 314-725-2600 for more information or directions. Hakimi and Brothers Oriental Rug Company, 7911 Clayton Road.
Hi folks, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need, lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part, fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at
Advanced Auto Parts.
See store for details, mail-in rebate, void where prohibited.
No matter where you find yourself on the road, you can find yourself saving money. Stay at Motel 6, still the lowest price of any national chain. Book at Motel6.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
I wonder if this guy's been out shoveling snow today.
I don't think so.
You'd have to get in the car, drive about an hour and 45 minutes up to Big Bear where that Chris Dorner fried himself in that cabin. There'd be some snow up there. We're going to check in with Mike Evans, and that is courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. And they want to remind you that even though they had to shut the home show down today, they'll be back at it tomorrow through the weekend. Be sure to stop at the Thompson Price booth and tell them your AM and the PM. ThompsonPrice.com. Again, the website here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
I cannot believe
I cannot believe
you didn't get on a plane and come here and rent a sled and go down Art Hill.
It's only 65 here.
Well, that's cold.
I know. Chilly.
Woo.
Got my toque on. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my homeboy Tattoo. He's AM and the BM I mean the PM.
Tattoo.
There you go.
That is name?
Rockwood's question. Play along while you're driving in the... Well, actually, while you're stop and go in the sleet. Of the top five movies up for Best Oscar Picture, which movie has the biggest box office worldwide? Life of Pi, Argo, Lincoln, Django, or Silver Linings Playbook? Answer in just a minute. Oscar news, there's going to be a lot more musical numbers this year than usual, including songs by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson. Barbara Streisand.
No.
No, I don't think so. She's not. She's going to put the wrinkle in the raisin instead of the other way around. You know what I'm talking about? Exactly. I'd rather actually see more comedy skits than music, but, you know, that's the way it
well,
is.
Well, I'd like to see them combined, the way Billy Crystal combined music and comedy. He was the master at that.
Absolutely. Seth MacFarlane will keep the ABC TV delay guy very busy. I hear some of his stuff is X-rated, so there'll be a lot of bleeping going on. The day after the Oscars, Seth MacFarlane will start pre-production on what he calls the funniest Western movie since Blazing Saddles. Well, first of all, Seth, let us be the judge of that, okay? He wrote this movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West, but he stars in it with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Man, is she a hot pot.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. And the day after the Oscars, Jennifer Lawrence will head to Kualoa, Hawaii, and will finish shooting the Hunger Games, Catching Fire, the Hunger Games sequel. Kualoa is right next to one of my favorite little fishing villages in Hawaii. I used to live there. Let me spell it for you. K-A-A-A-W-A.
What if they called you? This can happen. Or what if, better yet, you got a hold of the production people and offered your services. Said, look, there may be a scene where you want her to surf. I am volunteering my services to teach her to surf. It's worth a try.
You know what? I would do that, but my friend Bo Hodge already got that job and taught her how to surf.
Oh, beat you to it.
When she was there a few months ago, for sure. Then that K-A-A-A-W-A, Ka'aba. Do you like the name of that town?
Sure.
Ka'aba. Idea. Also in Hawaii, tomorrow, Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan Band to entertain the Kaneohe Marine Corps base, and then the next day he entertains the Army at Schofield Barracks. I tell you what, if I didn't have to go to the Oscars, I would probably go to Hawaii this weekend.
Maybe one of the greatest patriots there is alive is Gary Sinise.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. He really is.
Yeah.
Good guy. TV news, great show debuting tonight, Glory Hounds on the Animal Planet, a show about heroic military dogs in Afghanistan.
Glory.
They're talking about trying to put together a celebrity bowling show, one time only, a special on the E! Network for charity. Some of the best Hollywood bowlers are John Goodman, Joaquin Phoenix, Justin Bieber, and believe it or not, Taylor Swift.
Now, you know what? I would watch a celebrity bowling show.
Yeah,
I think that'd be kind of entertaining.
That sounds fun.
That's different.
Right now, it's in Nokia Theater next to Staples. Nokia Theater has great shows and concerts, but it really has become the place for Hollywood to grieve. That's where Michael Jackson's memorial took place, and that's where right now the memorial for Jerry Buss is taking place. And Michael Jackson's son, Prince, did a stint as a reporter on E.T. last night. He was horrible.
Was he?
No, I terrible.
Because the daughter is really pretty good.
And Michael's daughter, Paris, is going to do a high-fashion magazine shoot as a model.
Well,
she's
beautiful.
And you know what?
Beautiful.
They're both, Prince and Paris, are very nice, fairly normal, pretty normal kids. And she's beautiful, and she is talented.
Well, and he's a good-looking kid. They're good-looking kids, and they're white as a sheet. They're not his kids.
Well, of course they're not his kids. And finally, they always applaud when I say that, Frank Opinion.
Yeah, they're covering the pain.
I know. Of the five movies that are up for Oscars, the one that has the highest box office worldwide, Life of Pi, Argo, Lincoln, Django, Silver Linings Playbook.
So I'm all except Django. So what do you think, Dan?
I'm going to go Life of Pi.
I'll say Argo.
Life of Pi.
It isn't even close. Life of Pi, $570 million. Django, $360 million. Lincoln, $240 million. Argo, $185 million. Silver Linings Playbook, just barely $100
million. Mike,
yes?
4 days in a row. four in a row, Dan and I.
Once again. Right,
and the dumb young kid in the room has been wrong.
Once now, again, I was thinking Life of Pi, but I wanted to be wrong again. So I went with
how embarrassing for
you. You actually got four in a row right.
Dan and I have had the last four right, and Peon has had the last four wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. All on purpose.
The answer is all the above.
We don't do that anymore.
Mike Evans, Live Hollywood. See you.
Well, you know, I hope your school teachers.
I thought Life of Pi. I knew it. I honestly aren't.
Any teacher that had you in school, they're going to say, hey, didn't you have Peon in school? No. That was another Peon.
You watch. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep getting it wrong on purpose. I'm going to see how long I can go.
Sure, you're doing it on purpose. That was Mike Evans from Southern California. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. That Paris Hilton is a beautiful girl. I'm Paris Jackson. Paris Hilton's beautiful, too. But it bothers me when they keep saying they're Michael Jackson's kids, because they're not his kids.
No. Yeah.
They're not. Do we ever find out who the real parents are? We know that Debbie, what's her name, but what about the dad? Did they ever say?
No.
No. There were rumors about it was one of those younger guys that was around the house all the time.
There's just no possible way. He's a black man. I don't care what he did to his skin later. He's black.
Yeah, you're going to have a mixed race.
You're going to have some look of ethnicity.
Not pure white snow kids.
No. And are there three kids? Is there Blanket?
Yeah, Blanket.
What's
Prince,
that boy's name?
Paris Prince? And Blanket. He's Blanket. Prince. And he's also a prince, but his nickname is Blanket.
Yeah. Well, he was a really brilliant genius and a nut.
Blanket.
He was both. We have to close out by talking about some ice-cold American Patriot beer. And I think beer or soda or anything, especially beer, is its best and its coldest when it's jammed down in a big bucket of ice or a cooler of ice. You know what I'm talking about? When you pull it out of that
ice,
that's as cold and as good as it gets. No refrigerator does. I don't care if the setting is at 32. For some reason, when you pull it out of the ice in the bottle, that's the way it ought to be. American Patriot beer is flat out a really good beer. Now, nothing is good to everybody. There would be, if you brought, what country do they drink all the real dark beer? Where is that?
No, that's Ireland. Ireland, yeah. Guinness is huge over there. So
if you brought some
motor oil looking
some
beer,
Scottish guy over, and he gave him American Patriot, this stuff is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, they might not like it, but they like that motor oil stuff. I'm telling you, as an American and a patriot, you're going to love American Patriot beer. And I don't want you to buy it or drink it just because it's 100% American. That's a good thing. But if it were a crappy product, nobody would care where it was made. They wouldn't want it. It's not. It's good beer. It's really good beer. And if they don't sell American Patriot wherever you eat or you buy beer, ask them to please start, because they're starting to look stupid. Because a lot of people, lots of people in the Midwest are now carrying, on request, American Patriot beer. You can check them out at their website, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
All right, let's wrap up this afternoon rush. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, it kind of looks like westbound 44. I'm just checking the camera here. It looks like they may have it shut down now after the Merrimack River Bridge if you're going westbound 44. It's already jammed up between Lewis Road and Six Flags. And then we have a stalled vehicle, a new stall, on eastbound 64 just past Maryville Center. And only one lane was getting through there. Southbound 270 was looking pretty good. They have reopened westbound 70 at Jennings Station, but you have traffic that's backed up a little bit west of Shreve all the way through Jennings Station. It's starting to get slow again now as you make your way towards 170 and through the airport. The Page Extension, westbound 364, that's going to be shut down until 6:30. They had all sorts of accidents and stalls down by the Maryland Heights Expressway, and they want to clear that and get the highway a little better cleaned up before they open it. So 6:30 for that. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. On a budget, Allstate agents are here to help you save on car insurance with the Allstate Value Plan. To get a quote, find an agent near you at Allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
This is when I taught my kids to dock a boat. I said, slow, slow, slow. You'll never get in trouble going slow. Same for tonight in the traffic. Take it easy. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? And get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.